What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation. Man, listen, y'all better get ready because we are coming in smoking hot. What up, Sherry?
Oh, Shikari Richardson is going from running a track to running to the bank with his latest endorsement deal.
Plus, T-Pain is tired of today's music. We'll explain.
And is there some drama in the Marvel Cinematic Universe between Robert Downey Jr. and his fellow Avengers? What? Brett and Portia are out today, but yo, Heidi and Frank will join us later. But HK, what you got first, brother?
Well, it looks like Kanye West and Irina Shayk went from being a hot smash alert to being put on ice. Now, the pair first sparked dating rumors back in June after they were spotted in France together for Ye's birthday. But according to sources, Irina Shayk decided to do something else. Now, word is Kanye asked Irina to go to Paris for a couture show with him, but she turned him down. Now, the source said that she likes him as a friend and doesn't want a relationship with him. And she said, noted a trip to avoid headlines, and to quote Taylor Swift, she decided to shake him off.
Wow, somebody got friend zoned.
But you know, Irina is used to dating a lot of very wealthy men, because I'm telling you, and I know Portia and Brad would agree with me, a man asks you to go to Paris to a fashion show, I'm saying yes.
You may say yes, but they got in her and they said, listen, you little heifer, if you go on out there, honey, to Paris with him, baby, now and taint yourself with this man, we gonna really ostracize you, chick. So, baby, Miss Irina said, okay, I won't go. Trust me, honey. And it ain't Black History Month, so she definitely ain't going nowhere with him.
Wow. But see, I think in a relationship like that, the energies either gotta, like, be polar opposite or match completely. And I think sometimes Kanye West's eccentricness could be too much for regular people. I noticed that crazy when it was first mentioned, but I think Kanye West should probably date Azealia Banks.
I think that's the next go-to, bro, because those two are on the same frequency, and I think that would absolutely work.
I gotta disagree with y'all, because y'all can't have two explosive types of energy together. One has to be the calm one. That's what worked with Kanye and Kim. Somebody's gotta be the calm one while the other one explodes. You got two people
explode. Sherry, it's a role reversal. In that scenario, Kanye's the calm one.
Right. Damn. Well, y'all know the saying, when one door closes, another one opens. And Shikari Richardson, now she may have lost her spot at the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, but she is not going to have trouble finding work over the summer, because Dr. Dabber, which is a vaping company that mainly focuses on THC, has offered Shikari a $250,000 endorsement deal. So you talking about, I know. Now, do y'all think that she should kind of stay away from that, or that she should take this job?
Stay away from it. I'm sharing. That's drugs.
What?
Are you crazy? She already got a damn bad reputation for being a weed head, and now you're about to go ahead and be promoting some vapes. There's enough children on drugs now as it is. She better leave that damn money where it's at.
No, I mean, see, you could do this one out of two ways. You could either, like, you know, try to, like, act like you this new reform person and do a bunch of things that the public wants you to do, or you could completely embrace your inner dark side. Right. Which, you know, if she added smoking Shikari to, like, you know, her moniker and just ran with it, okay, so maybe you're not doing the Olympics and you won't get to be on the Wheaties box, but maybe you can make your own brand of cereal called Wheaties.
Hey.
And you could be on the box of that. Yeah, and that just really completely embrace that stoner lifestyle and make money with that group.
No.
If you had the opportunity to be an ambassador for a company, what would it be? Why?
The Cheesecake Factory. I would be an ambassador for every cheesecake that came out. Yes.
I would be Toys R Us, honey. I would bring them back.
But Gary, what kind of toys, baby? What kind of
Gary.
Toys?
I like bullets, and I like all those other kinds of toys.
They don't have that at Toys R Us, Gary.
Wants Boys R Us.
I think you want Candy Burris's line, but not Toys R Us.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, it looks like T-Pain has had enough and wants you to do something else, damn it. He went off, y'all. So while live streaming on Twitch, T-Pain went full-blown Kanye with an epic rant about today's rap artists. Wow, take a look.
Dudes of different music! We have all the that you're doing. We already have it. Lil Uzi Vert is already doing it. Lil Baby is already doing it. Dub Baby is already doing it. It's literally two with Baby in their names that's already doing all the music you want. Do something else!
I love this rant that T-Pain did when he said, it's two Baby, and they just did it all! Somebody make something! I'm different. I fell on the floor. I think he's right.
He's right. No. I think it would have been a lot better if it was auto-tuned while he was screaming. It would have been even, it would have elevated his whole message even bigger. But yo, HK, what do you think? Is he right about today's hip-hop artist, brother?
I mean, I wouldn't say that about all hip-hop artists, right. But there's a lot of hot flaming garbage out there, especially if you watch the XXL freshman cyphers this year. Yeah. Like, some of these people are so bad, I'd rather put a Q-tip in my ear and fall on it than listen to anything that these people have to say.
Oh, wow, that's pretty serious.
But there are a lot of dope artists out there. You just got to sift through the trash to find it.
What's in your playlist? What type of music are you listening to nowadays? Tell us.
Baby, I'm listening to Miss Ross. I'm listening to Whitney Houston. I'm listening to Patti LaBelle. And I'm listening to Honey Gladys Knight. Thank you.
Do something else!
They all had different sounds.
Well, yes, they did.
Listen to something else. Come on.
All right, well, everybody, it's that time of the year. And Atlanta's Hot 107.9, home of the morning hustle. The annual birthday bash is going down this weekend, July 17th. Listen, everybody's gonna be there. Lil Baby, Young Thug, Gunna, and YSL, Gucci Mane, Migos, Moneybag, Yo, Lotto, Young Blue, BRS, Cash, and more will be in the building. Oh, wow. And of course, it wouldn't be birthday bash without some huge surprises, big performances, and a whole bunch of people sliding through. Also, there's gonna be a dedication to the Trap City itself, ATL, that's gonna feature a montage of some of the hottest names in ATL hip hop over the past 25 years. Now tickets are on sale now, and it's gonna be super litty in the city, so don't miss out, alright?
Now I wonder, honey, if the surprise head crack, honey, might be Miss Donna Ross. Honey, you think she might be the surprise to break down some of that noise?
You know, anything is possible, Gary, at birthday bash. Anything is possible.
Alright, child, but honey, time to check in, honey, with Heidi and Frank. Now, Heidi, baby, I hear, honey, Black Widow's daughter, honey, hurt her mama's feelings.
That's right, Gary. You know what? Sometimes it's your own kids who will hurt your feelings. Apparently, Scarlett Johansson was on Seth Meyers, and she revealed that her and her 6-year-old daughter, Rose, were watching Home Alone 3, which I don't know if you know that. Scarlett Johansson is in that. Now, that's the one that Macaulay Culkin wasn't in.
That's my favorite Home Alone.
When Scarlett's parts came on the screen, Rose never said anything, and then Scarlett's like, it's Mommy, did you see? And Rose, her daughter said, whatever, is that you? Okay, whatever.
But I think, you know, for somebody who's related to an actor or actress, your mom or dad, that when you're watching a movie, it's to escape. When you see your mom in the movie, it just ruined the movie. It's like, wait a second, you're my mom. Now you've just taken all the story and the fiction that I was enjoying
the
so
magic.
Much. And now you put a real part of you in there, and now it sucks. So it would be disappointing. I mean, my kids watch Dish Nation because it's dad doing entertainment news. It's not me playing a role of a character that they have to believe I'm somebody else. On radio, I'm me. On Dish Nation, I'm me, unfortunately for Heidi. And my kids don't mind it.
You're never famous in your own family. You're not. I mean, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. No one should be like, oh, my God, Frank Kramer. Oh, my God. It'd be like, hey, hun, the garbage needs to go out. Hey, hun, no one should be famous in their own family if you are super
famous.
That's
why you have so many dogs, right? Because you're always famous to your dogs.
That's
true. You get home, and it's like a red carpet event. It's like, she got Yorkies with flash bulbs
tails
on them.
Heidi, mommy, over
look
here.
Look at who's chasing celebrity at home. 5 dogs. And just, oh, my God.
Guess who always is happy to see me and thinks I'm amazing. Oh my God.
You're always a celebrity to your dog.
That's true.
Hey, you. I'm talking to you right there. I want you to stay there because there's more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys. Fans of the Marvel Cinematic Universe are freaking out because it seems that Robert Downey Jr., who played Iron Man, has unfollowed all of his Avengers co-stars on Instagram. Now,
what?
The star... Yes.
No
yes.
Way.
It's really weird because the stars appear to be very friendly off-screen, so the fans want to know, what's up? Some claim that he was still following about 40 other non-MCU accounts last week, but maybe he wanted a clean start. Because currently, Robert Downey Jr. follows 0 other Instagram accounts. And I thought everybody followed Chewie. So he don't follow nobody.
No,
everybody follow you, Chewie. Oh, well, that sucks. Now, HK, do you think the fans are overreacting?
clearly, if he unfollowed everybody else, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, get a man a break. People do these social media detoxes all the time.
Yeah.
Where they zero everything out and just start to make space. And when you have millions of followers, it does become a little bit of an undertaking to monitor all that interaction. So I don't blame him.
Well, my thing is, though, Sherry, y'all, do y'all think he may have gone back to his old ways?
No, absolutely not at all. I think Iron Man is a chapter that he's closed in his life, and maybe he's just kind of moving on.
I had to unfollow Gary because he was posting too much. I don't even think Gary know how
really?
To post. Yes, I have unfollowed
him. I feel bad about that.
Okay, I don't want to see all this.
All right, y'all, switching gears. We've got some sad news for Kenny Babyface Edmonds. The singer is calling it quits with his wife, Nicole Pattenberg, after 7 years of marriage, y'all. Yes, I'm heartbroken because I see them walking their dogs in my neighborhood all the time. The pair tied the knot after 7 years of dating, and they share one daughter, Peyton, who is 12 years old, y'all. And in a statement, they said, and I quote, "We continue to care and have respect for one another and share eternal love for our daughter and her well-being," end quote. So, wow.
Yo, I gotta clap it up for the humble brag, though. Like, Chewy live by Babyface, y'all. That is dope. That is dope as hell.
Don't live by.
My friends is doing good in these streets. I love to hear it. I love to hear it.
My God.
So, would you guys say that this marriage is at the end of the road?
Chewy, you're so fun.
He was with his current wife, who he's divorcing, for 7 years. They dated, and then they were together for seven years. So that's what, I thought it was going to last. But I'm wondering if it was that seven-year itch. Does that happen, really?
No.
HK and Chewy?
No, Sherry.
No? Okay.
Now, you should know better, Sherry.
I'm not.
The reason why he left her, damn it, because she no longer had that whip appeal. You know that. So that's why he left her.
Stop.
But who do you think gets the dogs in the divorce?
Oh, my God. That would be tough.
Wife.
I don't know.
Because Peyton wants the dogs. You always want to keep the children happy. So I think his wife.
The dogs go to Nicole? Wow.
The dogs go to Nicole.
I wonder what Tracy thought about this, honey. Because now Tracy's with Dion. I wonder what she's thinking about it now. Because
Tracy doesn't care, Gary.
I don't think Tracy cares.
Tracy's living her best life.
She's pushing Dion around in a wheelchair. She don't care about me.
No, she's not. Wow. Dion has good knees. You stop that, Sherry.
Okay, Chewy. All right. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, if you got knees like Deion Sanders, you want to feel your best, there's a great way to do it. It's the SomaCare Digital Tens Muscle Stimulation Unit. Now, it provides electrical nerve stimulation, which is a highly effective treatment for chronic and acute pain. Now, Tens is often used and recommended for use by sports coaches, pain clinics, and doctors, and it comes with 4 Tens pads, 1 cord management reel, and 1 charger.
Now, the unit has 8 different massage modes, as well as 2 outputs, honey, to set different intensities for treating multiple areas at the same time. So head crack, honey, let me know how much.
Brace yourself for this. Oh. Now, this muscle stimulation unit has been seen as high as $130. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's just $19.
Oh,
you already know what to do.
Oh my God. Just go to
morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Cardi B is making sure her daughter Culture is fly. We'll tell you how far she's willing to go right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. What's up?
Hey.
Heidi and Frank, what are you dishing over there?
Oh, my God. Well, talk about a charmed life. Cardi B and Offset recently celebrated their daughter Culture's 3rd birthday.
Happy birthday.
Adorable. You're probably picturing that in your head. Cake and ice cream and some friends. Well,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, no, not so much, Frank. Cardi B went on Instagram and did a post of what she got her baby daughter Culture, again, 3 years old. She got her a sparkling necklace worth around $150,000.
What?
Oh, wow.
Now, of course, she got some backlash for giving a little 3-year-old daughter a $150,000 gift. But she said, quote, "If mommy and daddy fly, then so is my kids."
Hello.
Which my mom was like, no, I have this because I go to what? A work.
A work.
Right. I have this because why? Because I have a job. That's why I have it. I could have never gone like, well, you have it. Why can't I have it? Smack, smack, smack. That's not going to work.
The only carrots I got at 3 years old were carrots like the vegetable, and we barely had those. So I wasn't seeing diamonds that young.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think Cardi B is absolutely living vicariously through culture because she never had it, and I understand that.
Sherry, what is the most expensive thing you've purchased for Jeffrey?
Girl, I bought him a PS5 and an iPhone 12, and it still, to this day, I go, Sherry, you a fool.
Oh, Sherry. Well, it looks like Gayle King is taking Thanksgiving this year super seriously, especially the guest list. Mm. So during a recent interview, Gayle revealed that any of her family members who do not receive the COVID-19 vaccine will not be welcome in their Thanksgiving vacation.
Oh, nice.
Wait, hang on a second. What if Oprah's not vaccinated?
Oprah.
Oprah is Jesus.
Blacklisted.
Oprah gets to transcend any rule or law.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the vaccine is made with Oprah's tears.
I feel like it might be.
COVID comes knocking on Oprah's door and she just laughs and stares it down and
she's
COVID just
not
leaves.
Today.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she
not
says,
today.
All my life I had to fight.
Here's the thing about this. I think Gayle knows in her family who's not vaccinated and doesn't want that person to show up.
I don't care.
If my Aunt Connie wasn't vaccinated, if she was a serial killer, she's showing up because that green bean casserole is kick ass. I don't care what she does in her life. She's invited.
Frank, you always have those people in your family.
Right.
My cousin Rashana, mm-hmm. She ain't getting vaccinated. She ain't coming.
Right.
But we all
have those family members we do not want around. So this is a perfect way to just filter all the bad ones out.
Or you have them come, but you have them sit. You know, remember the kiddie table? You had the adult table. You had the kiddie table. It was usually somewhere far away. It's like, well, if you're going to come, you're going to sit at the COVID table.
Yeah.
And the COVID table going to be outside by the garage.
Outside!
Yes. The backseat table. It's a little card table. That pops out.
Yes. And the turkey on the COVID table has a mask on, too. So,
and the little booty.
I see it.
And Oprah's just out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, our girl Adele is allegedly worth $190 million, but you know what? She still loves a bargain. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back, y'all. Well, Adele, who is one of the richest female artists out there now, and her rumored boyfriend, Skepta, loves some Skepta, were spotted shopping at an outlet mall outside of San Bernardino here in Cali. I know exactly which mall because I pass it every time I go to the desert.
Me too.
You too.
Me too.
Sources say that she was in the Prada store helping Skepta pick out some outfits, y'all.
I like her better now. Like, if I ran into Julia Roberts at a Ross Dress for Less, I'd love her even more than I love her now.
No, you wouldn't even think it's her. Be like, that woman looks just like Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
All right, so you remember a couple years ago when the Circuit Cities were closing down, right? Do you guys remember that? So I went to go find a new TV because I'm cheap like that, and I wanted to buy all kinds of stuff. So guess who was standing right next to me in the TV section looking at the same TV I was looking at? I didn't even recognize the guy because he had a hat on, and my lady told me that it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, wow.
We were next to each other talking about, I wasn't looking at him. I was just like, yo, is that even a deal, bro? And he replied to me, hell no, it's not a deal. I was like, so you gonna take it or am I gonna take it? He goes, you can have it.
Oh my gosh.
So you got Leonardo DiCaprio's TV.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.